Here we go.
They call themselves the
Heroes Asylum.
Uno, morons.
Welcome, everybody, to Heroes Asylum, your favorite morons.
Only morons, probably. I don't know any other morons.
So I don't want to give this a number because it's sort of like a CBS special. We're doing it. We're kind of breaking away. We're not doing our list like we usually do. We're just going to do a horror movie watch along. So, you know,
it's like the after school specials, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, this is a really fucked up after school special. If anybody's going to watch along with us today, we're going to be doing Popeye the Slayer Man. It came out this year, in fact, 2025.
Yep.
And I guess it's a new trend in Hollywood, which I'm all on board for this trend, is like taking like childhood things or properties that have just lost their IP and their copyrights, and people are like taking them and putting them in weird situations, because you've got the Twisted Childhood, which is, you know, all the Winnie the Pooh, and then the Peter Pan, and they've got a whole nother thing. If you guys listened to us last week, we talked about it. But then Popeye sort of is a standalone. I thought he was part of the Twisted Childhood, but no, I looked it up. I did my research on that. Okay. Yeah, I was like, nah, because I was wondering. I was like, is this part of it? Because when I've read about Twisted, I've heard no mention of Popeye, and it doesn't fit the narrative. Yeah, it doesn't fit the format of the Twisted Childhood because it's not a child story. Maybe most of us, and you know, us older folks here, grew up on Popeye. You know, we all watched the animated, you know, series, or we saw, you know, Robin Williams movie, you know, so.
I love that Robin Williams movie. It set the world, but I kind of dig it for what it was, you know. And plus, he made that movie too. Like, it could be freaking stupid, but Robin Williams had a way of just making a character of his own, and he made Popeye kind of cool. So I got a lot of love for that film.
Yep, him and Shelley Duvall as Olive Oil.
Clever, clever, clever.
Alrighty, so we're going to be doing that. So if anybody can find it online, or I know you guys, you know, I think you can buy it on Amazon and all your other ones. So if anybody find it, you want to watch along with us or just listen to us here, you know, we're going to be doing this. So yeah, we'll go ahead and do this. And then, I think that's it. Yeah. Sorry. It's been a while since we've done one of these watch alongs.
Yes.
So I'm kind of like out of whack.
I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how, like, okay, what do we do next? Oh, I think it was the countdown that I usually
do. Right. Yeah, that's right. We're going to do a countdown. Yeah. So that way we're all on a par. I'm going to let Jeff do the countdown.
Okay, guys. So I think I got, okay. So I'll just do a quick 3, 2, 1 and line it up and press play. 3, 2, 1. Press play. VMI Worldwide. All right. Had a little issue with the volume. You know, this upstart studio. This, what is it, Ron Lee Productions? Kind of cool. Like, off the bat. See, already I'm in because of the music. You got a filming location for this?
I was just like checking out some info on it.
What a smart move. Kind of making the place where everything happens, I guess, which is this, I guess, looks like a fish factory.
New York State is all it says. So it was shot and wrapped in New York. So I mean, if you want to do anything based off of a wharf, then yeah, that's your
area with all the ports over there. Oh, here we go. Typical trope. You know who's here? Nice little intro to Popeye there. Don't worry, I wasn't going to say it.
What? Oh, the Adrian?
But I, yeah. Or no, the other part when they showed like Popeye in the silhouette in darkness. And there's something about like these fish factories that are just freaking scary looking. This Ice Cube's kid?
No, I was just one thing I was looking up. Yeah, because
O'Shea Jackson?
No, that's Joel Frometta.
Oh, so he's like the Timu version of O'Shea Jackson. God, looks like him. Crazy.
Yeah, he's done, it looks like, mostly just kind of B-movies. Being a bodyguard in two movies, detective in a short film, and then this.
Oh, you still? She was stealing coke. What the fuck? Is he the Popeye I remember?
It's all about the spinach, not the powder.
Yeah, the spinach and power ups, and like him fighting over olive oil and sweet pea and the sea hag. Remember the sea hag? That was like their main villain or something. Now, of course, we got to make spinach now threatening. Spinach is evil. Obviously, they're not vegans.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, it was Anchor's Bay that the comic book was in, or the strip was originally based in as well.
Well, that's right. Ooh.
Yeah, when I saw this, oh, nice.
Oh, Popeye. The music, man, again. Dude, just run away, man. Come on. This dude just, oh, jeez. Oh! Damn! Oh!
Nice.
Oh!
Good splatter. All right, kids, drugs are bad. That's Popeye's teaching you a lesson here.
Yeah, drugs are bad, dude.
Screw McGruff. This is the McGruff of the 2000s. He ain't playing around.
Oh, he's like, you were never taking drugs. We'll pop some heads if I have to.
So this the looks guy like that's playing Popeye... He's done a few things, like small roles and things like that, but he's actually a producer. Dark Revelations, Girl Meets Boy.
Oh.
Vampire Knight. Yeah, he's been not just an actor.
He might be around for a while. If this series takes off. Pirate Man. I wonder how deep in the Popeye lore they're going to go in this movie. Like,
there's not a lot of lore. I mean, really.
I know, but you know, like the lore from the, you know, if you watch the cartoon like you and I did, like, does Bluto show up, like olive oil?
Oh, we may have Sweet like references, but I doubt we're going to see them.
Sea hag? The sea hag. I mean, there's a lot they could do. But I guess they just want to keep it simple.
Make him a killer.
So Dexter is played by Sean Michael Conway, and looks like sister-wife murder, dead till death, and then Interview with the Devil. Now, I don't know if that's based off the book I read like last year. Originally Fired. No, it is not. Okay, there's a book I read. It was a sort of a novella about this guy who's a writer for a magazine, and just like he's just kind of fallen on like issues trying to find something, and basically the devil comes to visit him, and they start having these meetings at 2 a.m, and they start talking about different things, and it's real interesting, and it doesn't finish, it kind of stops, and like he's supposed to be writing another one. I'm like, dude, you got to write it faster. But I thought that's
an interesting premise. I might have to read that. This looks like my high school.
Well, I mean, it's New York, so I mean, you know,
like it's like almost verbatim. It's so scary how it looks. I mean, they were all built the same way, so or similar.
Okay, so the brunette there—that's Olivia. So Olive, Olivia. Oh, so okay. That's probably what they're gonna do. Is they'll be like name or you know, kind of similarities.
So if Bluto shows up, he'll be like a janitor, like some just
yeah.
Like,
let me look at the cast. Let's see if there's anything like that. Oh yeah,
this guy looks like Morrissey.
No,
like
there's nobody else like that has like a name like that.
Oh no,
no, okay. Yeah, but Olivia, hey, that's kind of close.
That's close. That's close enough. Oh God! Every cliche right now with these two.
Well, we know who's gonna be dying first.
Yep. It's always the blonde girls. He's acting like hookers too. Take that back. Yeah, I gotta give it credit for like the setting where they filmed this. Very creepy.
Hey, it's the Harpers at New York. They're not pretty, so.
Yeah, but I just look kind of. Oh. All right, what stereotype is she? You're showing up anyway at a fish place. So Alistair?
So that is Angela Rulocchio. She was in SWAT, the TV series. I don't know if anybody watched that.
No.
She was also in Ozark. I tried to watch Ozark.
Yeah, like I've heard so many good things about it, but I'm the same. I haven't started. And you checked the episodes out at all?
I started watching it. Our friend Steve-O, he was a big fan, and he kept like pushing me to watch it, and I finally started watching. I'm a big fan of Justin Bateman. Like I love pretty much anything he's ever been on. I was a massive fan of what was the weird comedy he was on? Arrested Development. Huge fan of Arrested Development. But yeah, I tried to watch Ozark. I just like, that's okay.
Got to watch him in Game Night. He's awesome in that movie.
Like I said, there's never been anything I've like, I hated him in or just like, oh, that's bad. And like I said, he was great in Ozark. I just, what the story was they were telling, I just wasn't in for it.
Was it like a too much of a thick story or just
kind
of?
Like... Yeah. Like I said, I may have to give it another chance. I know there's been times where I'm like watching something and I'm just not.
Hey,
in the mood to watch.
A certain series that I'm actually starting to watch right now and I'm 3 episodes in and I'm thinking about tapping out is Severance. You talk about fucking slow. Like I'm like, dude, I hope there's something to this. You know, for those of you who have watched it.
Yeah, I mean, everything I've read, I never got a chance because it was on what? Apple TV?
Yeah. It's only like two seasons in, so I'm like, let me just give it a shot. I'm close to quitting because it is so slow. Ugh. And I think we always did the, the five episode rule or the turn to three episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think we shortened it to three, didn't we? Or was it three?
Well, we had because like the streaming services were all doing eight to ten seasons. So we're like, if you go to five, you're halfway done, or you're like, you know, more than halfway done if it's an eight season.
Like, everybody's getting, like, 10, like, I think the new Dexter coming out this fall is, like, 10 episodes.
I think 10's better. Like, we've always talked about that. I liked the old format, the 22, which you're going to get, like, on regular network television. Those are still out there. You're still out, you know, but with those shows, you get the weird episodes, like, you know, and we always, like, or I do, at least, I always refer and reference Supernatural, because there were some kind of throwaway episodes, but then there were other episodes that weren't part of the arc, but they told more about the characters than we would have gotten if they followed just the arc. But I think you lose that at the 8 and 10 season, you know, the 8 and 10 episode season.
Yeah, because now you're rushing.
Yeah, well,
now
just like, I'm just in to get the story out and done, and I'm like, yeah. It's
just straight story. There's no, like, you know, no funny episodes, like, you know, where Dean's afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
And they're fighting clowns, or the fairy episode where he gets kidnapped by fairies. Oh my God, it's so funny.
Oh, the dog. I mean, like I said, some of those are my favorite episodes of all times on Supernatural. You know, the play, the Supernatural play. Dean talking to dogs. You know, Dog Dean Afternoon, I think is the episode is called. I mean, there's just so many great ones, and they're throwaway episodes, but they are so good.
It took me a long time to get on board with those throwaway episodes because I'm all about the lore. I like when it goes through that. And what they would do in the show, you probably noticed, is they would go like the first three episodes of the season are all lore. Then after that's going to break, like episode 4 and 5, they're doing their own thing. Pick it up at 6 through like 10.
Yeah, you start getting monsters of the week kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then some of them were fun monsters of the week. They weren't, you know.
Yeah, they were silly, but they were fun.
So Muscle Man here, he was in Wonder Woman 1984. Oddly enough, playing a Muscle Man.
Shocking. God, I did not like that movie.
I kind of enjoyed it because of what it was. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't like it because you're 80s all the way, and that just like
I know isn't that just which oozed 80s. It did. Like, they had like a cool version of New Order on their one of their trailers. I was like, ooh, this is nice. Like, the music was awesome, soundtrack wise. But it's just like the movie just the shit with The Rock was just dumb.
The Rock.
Like, really. Yeah, don't you remember that they had like a magic rock? Like,
I thought you were talking about Dwayne. I was like, what?
No, no.
Like, he wasn't in there. He was in Black Adam. I don't remember The Rock being. I mean, it was Wonder Woman lore. I mean, you got to realize when you're looking at that character and what lore they had to work with, a lot of her stuff was mythical and, you know.
I don't know. Like, in the first movie, it was still mythical, but they kind of made it have its sense. And then this one, it just didn't for me.
I enjoyed the movie. The worst character, which I absolutely love the actor, was Pedro Pascal's character. I thought that was I don't get it. I don't like it.
Did you ever get a chance to watch the CW Supergirl at all, or no?
Yeah, I watched some of it, yeah.
Did you ever watch, like, the first, like, maybe, like, season and a half?
Yeah, I didn't, like, catch the last, like, probably two or three.
Okay. There's a reason I ask, because there's an actor, he was in Twilight, Peter Fangelione, something. He played Maxwell Lord, and I thought he played him really well. Not goofy and, like, all over the place like Pedro did. But he kind of played it like the Maxwell Lord that I know. He's like kind of cool. He's almost like a ripoff of Luther, almost.
In a way, yeah. He's Luther Light. He's Wish Luther.
Yeah, but he is Wish Luther. He's just not as smart. Oh boy.
Language.
Ew. This guy's a big dude too. You know that's makeup too. It doesn't look that bad.
Popeye needs to stop watching all that porn, though.
Yeah, he's.
I mean, those are big forearms there. I mean, give it a break.
Dude, he's been. How long has he been in that factory by himself?
Been a while.
Oh, he has a spinach, dude. He's got a. He's got needs.
Come on, dude. Swipe right every once in a while. You might find somebody. You might not all be Olive, but.
Popeye on
Tinder. Oh, nice.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Now, I understand it's a B movie. I know the finances aren't there, but yeah, that makeup on Popeye is a little rough.
I think it looks pretty good.
Oh, Wimpy! I mean, it's fucking Wimpy.
Hey.
Okay, there's a little oh, nod there.
Nice. Okay, that's cool.
Told you, man. We don't sell cheeseburgers. That's us.
Awesome. Dude, that's. It's pretty clever. I forgot all about Wimpy. I'm sure you are. Who's somebody else you could mix in with Popeye in that world? I mean, we obviously said you can't do Pooh. But what kind of animated like series from back then would you kind of mix in with him?
Back then, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, because everything that like back then was sort of like there was Popeye, then you had like Underdog, that wouldn't work. Then you had
Popeye was back. Like Popeye originated during the Max Fleischman era. Like he's that's his stuff was from Max Fleischman.
You could do the would the Phantom fit in here? This world?
No, I mean honestly, the only thing that would fit in, and it's more of a contemporary thing, but you know, SpongeBob.
Yeah, yeah, that would work.
So the bartender Mabel Thomas, let's see what she's been in. Oh. Jigsaw?
Hmm.
Is that Jigsaw?
Mm. Oh, shit, is it? No. Dude, that's the Wish version of freaking Jigsaw. These are the guys who didn't make it to Saw. They were like on the third tier.
So these are all their stunt doubles.
These are all their stunt. Yeah, man, I remember when I was in Saw. This is gonna be the douchey boyfriend. Yep. He's even wearing that douchey jacket. Douche. Mm-hmm. More horror movie tropes than these guys.
That is Clayton Turner playing the creep.
The douche?
The douche. Well, no, not the ball-headed douche.
Oh, that guy's a douche, too. They're pretty good in hiring douches. They do look douchey.
And this is Jeff Thomas.
Yeah.
And.
Doesn't he look like anybody?
No. Most, I mean, you've got to realize, I mean, that being a B movie, most of these actors have only been acting maybe 3-4 years. Like him, for example, like I'm looking at his list. He's been acting since 2024. like in movies.
It just started.
Yeah, I mean, when I go to IMDb, you know, his credits are that, but I'm sure he's done other things, maybe get uncredited.
What's that? Boy. Crazy people yelling. This douche with this haircut, he reminds me of Gerard Butler in that, what was that vampire movie he was in when he was really young? Oh, I think we did it in the archives.
Was
Dracula, Dracula something.
Was
Dracula 2000?
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was. He was the vampire. He was Dracula. No, he was. He wasn't Dracula.
He wasn't Dracula. It was another guy.
But he was a certain version of Dracula. I think the way they explained it is that he was Judas, and like in his shame for like the whole Christ.
That was Dracula. Yeah, that was the backstory to Dracula.
Yeah, they made him.
Oh, yeah, he was. I kept thinking it was somebody else.
And I believe it's in our archives. I think I did that one.
Yeah, no, we did do that one.
That was a fun one.
Who did I think it was?
Makeup looks a little rough in the daylight. No wonder they kept him in the shadows.
Like I said, yeah, when he popped into the...
Yeah.
Got a little bit in the light there when he killed the big muscle dude, yeah.
Yeah. And you could see it like, oof. Yeah, no wonder they keep him in the shadows. What was the budget on this one? I'm going to guess and say... I'll say 600,000.
Honestly, I'm not seeing a budget on here.
None?
Yeah, because you got to realize they probably didn't post it or really probably keep track on that one because it was that it was.
Fan funding. Well, you sort of got a little bit of a Saw vibe going into this little factory.
Yeah, I can't find a budget on it, but yeah, I'm sure it's probably like less than a million.
Yeah,
because you got to realize shooting in New York's not fucking cheap, even though it's at it's being filmed at the same warehouse for the most part.
Yeah, it's just a one location shot.
Yeah, except for the school and the bar, right? Yep. It's been all shot right here.
Okay. Joey Spiro. That's a douchey name too. Looks a little bit like Oscar Isaac there. I don't know why. Scary. Oscar Isaac with longer hair. Yeah, let's go. What? Oh God, this guy's really bad. Hey, there's Jigsaw. How do you know? Yeah, go back to being drunk. Oh, Lord. Here we go. That is a nice shot, though. Creepy. This girl sort of looks like Christine. What's her name from The Penguin?
The Penguin.
Yeah, the Penguin series, the girl who played Sophia. I don't know, like maybe it's the light that she was in. I mean, hers a little bit longer too, but
talking about the mother, huh?
Hmm. Oh God, this is awful. All right, show more Popeye. Please. People are boring me to death. Hey, look, it's Charlotte's Web.
You know who the brunette reminds me of?
Who?
Jennifer Connelly.
God, now I got to look at it again.
It's spinach. It's bad. There it is. It's bad. Right,
there we go. There we go.
Yep. That's it. Told you. He better use that can as a weapon.
Gotta kill somebody with that spinach. Oh, look, it's calling card. Is it a can of spinach? Run. Dummy.
Was this a John Woo movie? Sorry.
I need some more epic music then. Oh, din din.
No, all they could afford was two pigeons. It's New York. Come on. What the fuck?
It should be outside.
That should have been the cheapest part of this budget.
Jeez. Only two? Boy. That's so freaking cheesy.
There he is. Don't catch him. Be careful. You don't want to melt that nose. So we're almost at a halfway point. What's your comparison to the Winnie the Pooh movies?
Well, the Winnie the Pooh one was a lot more violent. Like a lot more violent.
Yeah.
Especially it was quicker at the beginning, even towards the end, even the middle. Like it was just like kind of nonstop. This one is a little bit more slow build, I guess. Like we saw him kill at the beginning, which was cool. But now we're just like going this whole found footage now, and like it's a factory, and I mean, I hope it picks up a little bit.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, Jennifer Connelly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, the eyes. Okay. Yeah. Now I see it. Okay. Yeah. No.
If they do a Labyrinth remake, gotta pull her.
There you go. Should never remake Labyrinth anyway, but
I think there's talk, which I think they should for a little bit for one reason. Maybe like I understand like the live.
I mean, but who would you make the Goblin King? I mean, you're going to go
out. Yeah, who could you do? Like,
do you go back into the music industry, or do you get an actor? Do you get like? I mean, who would fit? Nobody would fit the Bowie role, so you would have to go different.
Not really. I mean, you have.
I can't think of anyone. I mean, I'm not a fan of the music nowadays anyway. I don't really like anybody, but I mean, would they go weird and cast a woman? Go Goblin Queen?
They could.
They could do that.
Then at that point, it's got to be Tilda Swindell.
Ooh.
I mean,
man,
she falls under the British category.
I was gonna say Dua Lipa, but I like Tilda Swinton better.
Yeah.
That's if you want to go that route, I would approve. I mean, at that point, do you still have like a female lead, or do you go with a guy? Do you swap the genders in that?
Why not? I mean, you could.
Yeah, you could. Make a.
Angus is dead, honey.
Oh, look at green lighting. I wonder what's going on here. That's got to be an iPhone. Good lighting. Oh. See, now this explains why they're showing him in the shadows a lot.
Yeah.
They're trying to hide that makeup.
But this actually works. I mean, the fact that he's in the shadows.
Yeah, see, it looks a lot better in the shadows. It doesn't look as goofy.
But again, the one thing I'll give them, they're sticking to practical. I mean, in today's age, they could have spent maybe a little bit more, done like some CGI on his face.
No, they went straight makeup. And probably molds. Oh.
Nice.
Damn. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he just stepped on him. I'll give it. I think Popeye pretty imposing.
What I'm impressed with is Popeye's got that shirt white again. I mean, that's got to be an epic fucking tie pin.
Hey, he's going to have a lot of those shirts. I mean, you figure he's a sailor. He was an officer, so he probably has a couple of those. Or he's washing. I mean, what is there to do in a factory? Well, eat spinach, sleep, wash your clothes. That's really clean. How about put some bleach on it? Uh-oh.
Is that box really that heavy?
Can't be that. No.
that thing's thin. That's sitting on top of that box.
Not that heavy, man.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
There we go.
That's a good twist right there. Oh, he's going to. Oh.
Oh, damn. Oh.
All right. I'll say probably one of the most inventive kills I've seen this year.
That's different.
Yeah. Okay. Or maybe not a kill, but definitely a. That's
creative. I never pulling some hair and some skin through a wall.
Basically, he scalped her. He scalped her through the door.
Step on her. This here. Oh! It's like an incinerator.
Okay.
All right, we're going
to... That's one way to do it.
All right. He scalped her, and now he's going to...
Burn her alive. Is that her, or is that a compactor?
I think it's a compactor. Ain't nobody going to help you.
Oh. Yeah, that ain't a way to go.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Stick it out of the light, guy. Get it back in the shadow. Oh, you're gonna get crushed. Ooh. Ooh. Probably even worse.
Speaking of which, have we gotten a plot twist? Do we have his motivation yet?
I don't know. Like they just, I guess the whole thing was they wanted to film something in this factory and the legend of Popeye and that's it. I don't know anything else. What's Popeye's motivation for killing people? Like, why is he there?
I mean, they all have to. I mean, they don't have to be, like, perfect. They usually are dumb fucking reasons.
Yeah, like, it's really stupid. Like, we're 40 minutes in, and I don't even know what the hell's going on. To me, these guys are at fault. They're disturbing him. Popeye just wants to chill. Uh-oh. There's a plot twist. She got her GED. Oh, there you go. Uh-oh. A real family. Well, her name is Olive. Strike one. Oh, look, she figured it out. Yeah. Means no. Move on. Wow. That's some good bullshit right there. Yeah, nice. Awkward, dude. Yeah. How do you know? It's a cabinet. I mean, chances are there could be something inside.
Oh, like she just said, if you They lock it. Yeah. Obviously wanting to keep it.
Ooh, I wonder if this is going to be part of the story. Whatever's in there.
I kind of like read a little bit ahead, but yeah, it will. But I don't really see anything about his motivation. Like, I don't see a reason
he's
why.
Okay, so I guess this is going to be the bones of the story. Whatever's in those files. Okay, this is the douchey landlord. No, it's the douchey boyfriend. It's a nice car, though.
Oh, yeah, he's got to rev it up. Yep. Oosh.
Yeah. That's a sweet ride, though. Ain't gonna lie. You know, if you know about this lore, why are you going in the building?
Don't put logic into a horror movie, dude. That just fucks them all up at that point. I mean,
what was it when
you
were watching?
Why are
you
going out into the woods by yourself? Why are you hanging out in the cemetery? Come on, now. You don't want to do that. Just poke a hole in everything.
What was the Supernatural episode, Scooby Natural, where they told the characters that they were like, you know, is it actually it's really happening? It's not fake, and they were freaking out. You know what? I'm gonna take a wild guess.
You're probably gonna.
A spinach contamination, you don't say.
Dun, dun, dun.
Of course, you know. Oh, so it's like mutant spinach. Oh, that would have been perfect. You could have had, like, Bluto was the owner. Oh, so Popeye is the victim of, I guess, this mutant spinach. Oh, now she's come around. That was quick. What happened to finding yourself 10 minutes ago?
She found herself.
That was fast.
Man, what?
Jeez. Nice. I'll give him that.
Well, anytime anybody says, "Do you smell that?" in a movie, I automatically go back to Ghostbusters when they're walking down into the bottom of the basement of the library, and it's like, "Listen, do you smell something?" It's like, that shouldn't happen.
And they're just like, "Look." Oh, and then that, like, everything happens way too fast. They didn't know each other, now they're friends. Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's your friend, Dexter. I see. What the hell? Who the hell are you grilling her for? Jeez, this girl should date the other douche.
Did the redhead die? Or is she still kind of like at the...
I think she's at the office still. Like, she
okay,
was like,
okay. I was like, man, we haven't seen her in a while. That's the thing. I think she was on her phone and...
Smell the smoke from his pipe. He's near. Uh-huh. If he's smoking weed, of course you're going to know he's weird. He will kill you if you show fear. Huh? Yeah, because Popeye's now evil. Okay.
How do we know Popeye hasn't always been evil, and this is just opening our eyes to it?
Just blew my mind, dude.
I mean, what if like Bluto was like the good guy in all of this?
And like Olive Oil was really his chick, and Popeye
exactly.
was like the one
yeah.
that stole.
Yeah.
Huh?
We only heard one side of the story, so yeah. We...
Tell you, man.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well.
Just don't show fear. I mean, they answered it in the rhyme.
Yeah. God, is the other shadows is the better. Look at that pronounced chin.
Like, I mean, they for like Alive without the money, you know, they made him look pretty good.
Yeah, I'd be freaking too. Yeah, run. You don't say.
See, you should have listened to Jigsaw.
Yeah. Jigsaw wasn't playing around. He knows things. Of course, no cell service. What else? Oh, boy.
I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of Douchey Sam.
Yeah, Sam with the perm.
Well, then, guy, remember, like in later seasons, Sam had a longer hair.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's right. Because here we go. Dude, you seen the size of his fist, dude? I would question going one-on-one with this man.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be my two favorite kills, I think.
Here we go. Of course, nothing. What was he going to explode his head? Uh-oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Doesn't one of them have a fucking gun?
Yeah, like shoot him. Oh, damn.
Oh, nice.
Oh. You asked for it.
No, it's another girl that's in the abandoned.
Yeah.
Here, finally.
Oh. Dude, you should have just went back and shot him. Why'd you go close? You deserve to die. Oh. Come on, Sam. Make us proud.
Get your ass kicked.
His fists are a little pronounced. There we go. That's a hell of a guy. Just a scratch. Oh. What was it?
Nope, we're getting our jump scare now. Oh, no.
I thought
we were.
Yeah, I thought it like someone's going to like, boo. But he comes back and rips her head off. Well, you know what that means. Somebody's going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, why are you running away?
You shouldn't be able to use that hand there, buddy. I don't know what
you're... Yeah, how is he locking that? Isn't his hand, like, broken?
Yeah.
I mean, it's beyond broken. Like, the bone is popped out. Don't tell me. Well... Of course he would drop the keys. Of course it has to be an old school car where you put the key in ignition. Of course.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jesus. That's a cool shot. That's a cool shot. Got to keep this Popeye in. As
he's got to put the car. He's got to put the car down. Why? You can't stand there and hold it forever.
Yeah, you could have waited out. He would have gotten tired. He can't hold that car forever.
Fucking dumbass.
Oh, come on, man. Like that's just. You didn't see it before, dude. We're there. There we go.
Oh
boy. Are we setting something up? Oh, yep.
Oh, yes. Good serial killer walk.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Dude, he's already in deep pain, man.
Just put him out of his misery. I mean, just
yeah. That's the worst, especially a ooh. Have you ever had that? Like a nail in your foot?
Yeah.
So other than the makeup being kind of...
Oh, yes.
Oh, of course he's got a... what is that? The anchor. Yeah. He's got to kill him with the... Make it creative. I got to say, so far for what it is, I kind of like this movie.
Yeah, it is kind of fun, yeah.
It's fun.
I mean, just because, and again, I think this is a fun trend because a lot of these things are going out of, you know, they're losing their copyrights because that, you know, most of these things are over 100 years old when they first like rolled out or were first, you know, copywritten. So like you can get creative about.
Oh.
Anchors away. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Nice.
Ooh. That was cute. Okay. I give it that.
But yeah, no, you can do these ones and just have fun with it and put them into, you know, weird situations of.
And I like, there's a lot of avenues you can go. A lot of avenues. I just had one in mind when I was thinking about this film. Like, it's actually just that second when he was picking up the anchor. Like, what if you could make a Popeye movie where he's like a refugee from like the Greek gods. Like he's like Poseidon's son or and like He's somewhat drifts, almost like an Aquaman story, but like with Popeye. That just popped in my head.
This idiot's going to shoot one of them.
Of course he is. He's anti-Sam Winchester.
He's going to shoot the redhead.
Oh, God, please don't. Let her live.
Yep.
Oh, no. No. Dude, you shot your own girlfriend?
That's not where the blood pack went off. It went off in her shoulders. Yeah. Why is she bleeding out the
How did she bleed down there? I distinctively saw a shoulder. But somebody got to the side stomach. Of course, no bullets. She's a goner. Yeah. Yeah, you might want to break up with him. Oh, they don't show it?
We'll probably, like, one of these couples will probably come across round and find out, and we'll see.
Like a body. Okay, probably like her face caved in. I don't know about you, but like the worst kills in horror movies to me are when like the face gets caved in. It's just so brutal looking. Like with the eyes go in and like, you know, just like you see nothing, but it's like just... Not who you think it's going to be. At least, you know, Popeye's got that walk. Uh-oh.
She looks familiar, too. I know she looks like somebody else, and it's, like, driving me up the wall who she looks like.
She looks like two people for sure. All right, what are we doing here?
Yeah, we needed one of those deaths. That's what we were missing. I was like, man, we haven't had one of them dive out of stupidity.
It's got to be a broken leg.
Or back.
Or something. Uh-oh. Oh, you called it. What?
No, it's going to fall. It's in impale him now.
Oh! There we go. Well, what are you going to do? Death by stupidity. Yeah, nice. What's this one gonna do? Gotta give them credit. They found a way to make this fish factory very creepy. What are you doing? Oh, it's a douche. Oh, here's Sam Winchester. Here she go fight
what
the.
What a douche! She just said he killed Katie.
What an ass. Well, go get help. But he has no. There's no more bullets left. Why is he holding that gun? What are you gonna do with that gun? There's no bullets. I don't understand why he's still holding that gun, dude.
He's saying he's not the brightest one.
Like, seriously, that's beyond dumb. Like, why hold an empty gun? That's not going to do nothing. You're just going to throw it at him? Oh, she does look like somebody else.
I said, it's like, I know, like, Jennifer Connelly, but she, like, looks like somebody else.
The girl from the Vampire Diaries. She looks like her.
Please tell me more about this.
What? The Vampire Diaries?
Yeah.
What's her name? It was the one with the long dark hair. She was like one of the main ones.
Oh no, never watched it. That's why. Yeah.
Giving you
crap.
Give me crap. Vampire Diaries is awesome, dude. You should watch it.
No, I attempted. Yeah. Just,
nope. I think you started the other one. I think you started like the originals. That's pretty good too.
Nope, tried that too. Nope.
We tried. And Popeye's fast. Okay, this chick seems stupid. I question what she's gonna do now. It'll be something dumb. I don't even think Popeye kills her. What are you gonna do?
Oh, maybe she jumps and lands on her boyfriend.
Oh no, wait. She's gonna do the same thing he did?
Yep, she's going to land on him and impale herself.
Oh, my Lord. Tell me stupidity.
Yep.
Yeah, so the first time it didn't work, but yeah, for me it'll work. Oh, here we go. This is Popeye's lair, I guess. I would assume. Yeah, look, see, he has more than one. Sleeves. A lot of spinach cans. Is that Vin Diesel? Before he got mutated. All right, so they're making him out to be a boxer. That makes sense. It looks like her.
Well, there is a...
Yeah, she looks like you.
There's a twist there.
I mean, they look alike. That's... This guy doesn't see it?
She's the baby. She's the baby in the picture.
Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Those are her. That's her hair.
Oh, toy. Hey! Did you see that?
Yep.
Olive oil. Nice. There we go. I don't know about you. I saw a Winnie the Pooh doll over there. It's like a Raggedy Ann. Whistleblower. So Olive Oil is a factory worker. And I guess Popeye is where is Olive? Okay. It's a pipe. He's there. Oh no. That's all Popeye does. Eat spinach and get high.
At least he's vegan. I mean,
yeah. Really, dude? You deserve to die.
Of course, you heard it.
Ah, there's all those white shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think those dolls, the Winnie the Pooh doll and the Raggedy Ann, have anything to do with anything? Just kind of like a nod.
Just a nod, I think. Yeah, it's a little Easter egg.
I'm just wondering.
Unless the makers of this were trying to like try to make a connection and with the people that are doing the Twisted Universe.
I don't know.
Maybe like, hey, I know we're not part of it, but hey, look what we can do here.
When does the Steamboat Willie one come out? That's supposed to be coming out soon, or is it out? Yeah, look, it's kind of like what a kind of mutagen.
Yeah.
It's a Terrigen Mist. Get the cap back on, some spinach, get your pipe, and go mope.
Hey, he's just like Batman. He's just brooding around him, you know.
It's funny you say that. I was just going to say something about that. Like, he is kind of like Batman-esque. Ah, look. Kryptonite.
I was going to say it's the ooze, so you better be looking out for like mutant turtles or something.
There you go.
I mean, it is New York, so.
Right.
Okay, yeah, well, we had to have our Final Destination murders or deaths.
I'm kind of interested in watching this Final Destination that's coming out. I think it's a couple months, the last one. Tony Todd's in it.
So the first one wasn't the final one?
No.
The second one wasn't the final? I think they needed to remove that from the title from like the beginning.
Sort of Final Destination. The next Final Destination.
We're almost there.
final Destination. They're going to go like Fast and Furious.
We'll be there in 2 hours, Destination. But he's like, I don't know, we've had some good deaths here. We need a good one with him.
He needs to get really, I don't know. He needs to explode or something.
Yeah, now we haven't seen his girlfriend yet. All we saw was the earring and the blood, but we haven't seen what happened to her. I wonder if like his death is going to have something to do with her body.
Maybe.
Because like I said, yeah, we haven't seen what happened to her.
Or what if she isn't dead?
True. I mean, all we got was the blood-curdling screen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You didn't see a body. All you saw was that earring. Never know. Of course you can smell pipe smoke, dude. It's fucking weed.
It's Popeye the Ganja Man.
Come in, my friends.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, there we go. Of course. Oh, he's going to rip his arm out. Oh. There we go. There's. Broke his arm or dislocated his shoulder. What does it say? All right, tell him the truth. Oh, man.
I've seen worse.
Oh. This.
Yeah.
Really? You got a bone sticking out, man. But it's not that bad. Is she gonna put it back in place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ouch. I mean, buddy, you couldn't figure it out? Like, she looked exactly like the lady in the photo. No, I didn't. Yeah, really? Huh. Mutation, you say?
Yep.
There we go. Oh, you're right. Oh boy, here we go. Weren't you gonna kiss him? Now you hate him? No, you don't know me. Come on. At least have a little consistency. Where's Douchey? There we go. He just appears out of nowhere. Uh-huh. There you go. Yep.
Oh.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. Wait. He found bullets? Where'd you find the bullets at, bro? Yeah, this guy deserves to go in the worst way. Yeah, he needs to. That was a good call, Jones. Okay, please. How is he gonna die? I hope it's horrible. Here we go. No, killed Douchey too. Oh, dude, knocked his hat off. All right, here we go. Uh-oh. Oh, is he going to eat the spinach and become muted into? No. Oh. Dude, just kill this guy already. Come on. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. Okay, so he rips his arm off to beat him to death with it. Okay. Okay.
All right, a good kill, but he deserved worse.
Yeah, I thought he was going to get his whole body.
Yeah, he needed something.
Man,
something more.
He needed something better. Nah. Should have been much worse. Like, he should have pulled all his body parts out, like, just make him, like, nothing.
Like, if any
nub.
Kill was going to be done with a spinach can, it should have been him.
Yeah, like, waste like,
two cans in the eyes or
something.
Yeah.
It's light. Well, that means her time is up here.
Oh, she's there.
All right, she's alive. Should have been dead. Hmm. Or she's gonna play a part in the sequel. The way she was going about, like she was dying. Okay, these guys came out of nowhere. Hmm.
Nice mustache.
That's that mustache is getting paid alone. Who is this guy? Yeah, we know about the Sailor Man.
Damn, nice hat, lady.
Rough one.
Man, Richard Marx is getting rough looking.
We just got the extras from everywhere. What do they call them? Stand-ins? Yeah, they're stand-ins. Yeah, we don't want to show Popeye in the daylight. Good Lord. He just fades. Like an apparition. That's cool. Yeah, you better find out what happened. Is that it? Oh, this guy. Yeah. Is he going to get the worst death? Maybe he gets the spinach can.
Maybe. Dude, did you go to the room acting school or something?
Ooh.
That was horrible.
Ooh. That was bad. Oof. Oh, no, the spinach can. Yeah, there we go. Kill the spinach can.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they didn't even show it. Oh. Man, why didn't they show that? Oh, okay, so Popeye the Slayer Man. Jones, what do you think?
Actually, I thought it was fun.
So did I. I thought it was really fun. I like the kills. I actually like the music. The scenery was kind of cool. I mean, the makeup was a little rough. Be obvious.
Yeah, that's the only thing I got to say. Yeah, the makeup was, but again,
well, special makeup RJ Malone. Yeah,
but to make something look like Popeye, you got to have like a lot of, you know, really good practical and
prosthetics. But you know, it's yeah. But for what it was, it was Elena Julio. I know what her. That's her, Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, she looks so familiar, and I just cannot place her. So.
Well, I enjoyed it, sir. Let's do it again sometime.
Yes. Yeah, guys. So the plan is like maybe trying to do like the last week, or maybe not every month, but maybe every other month, doing a watch along with whatever theme we have.
Yeah, this was fun. Jason Stevens as the Sailor Man. Yeah. See, it looks better when it's in the dark. You get into the light, so we're going to get some problems. But overall, fun.
So, guys, let's get out of here, yeah. So, make sure if you guys are interested, and we used to do a podcast where we did watch alongs like this, and we did. God, man, how many episodes? We had tons of episodes on that one.
It's in the archives. Go check it out.
Yeah, go check them out. Yeah, because we did a year of horror. We before that, I think we did a year for Avengers, and we were like, we didn't do all the Avengers movies, but we tried to pick what we thought were like the most important to the overall arc. You know, and we had to bite the bullet on one that we both were like, we really don't need it, but you know,
it's too bad. Yeah. That was one of the movies I wanted to do so badly. Maybe I'll do it one of these times, but yeah, the Avengers lineup is on there. Yeah. It's really cool. I've actually listened to some of the back episodes on them, and they're really fun, especially when we get to Thor: Dark World.
So. Yeah, but we also have we also went through the Star Wars movies, and a couple of those we did have a guest. Guest host with us, so you know, definitely go check those out. One of our close friend and brother, Steve-O. Mm-hmm. So he was on those, and Steve and I are, and so is Jeff. We're all like hardcore Star Wars sweaty. So there are some fun episodes in that one as well. But yeah, if you guys are interested, really? Go check that out. It's BAM, Badass Midnight Movies. That the feed is still out there. But then, like I said, we're gonna continue to do something like that here. Next month is gonna be animation mm-hmm. month. So we're gonna talk about series, movies, different characters, just so we're going to try to branch out and do something like that. And again, if you guys have any ideas, hit us up on Facebook, and you know, we're always looking. We got a couple of empty months still that we're trying to fill in.
Yeah. Trying to fill in. Check out the Facebook page too. I'm doing some stuff on Friday nights. I tested it out. We did Winnie the Pooh, actually. Blood and Honey. And I'm going to try another movie this Friday as well. I'm going to post it on Monday because I have my choice in mind. But I'm going to try to do it like at least every other Friday. But for this week, I'm going to do it 2 weeks in a row. So check that out.
All right, guys. Thank you for checking us out. We'll hope to see you guys next time.
See ya.